This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. Our next guest is here to tell us about two free shows tonight and tomorrow at the Marie Drake Planetarium about the constellation Orion the Hunter. Welcome, Rosemary Walling. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Scott.
All right. So you're a board member of the Marie Drake Planetarium. You've taught astronomy at many of our local universities. Is that right?
Right.
All right. Orion the Hunter. What's interesting about this constellation?
Well, it's still surprising how many people don't know the constellation Orion. It's called one of the winter constellations because in the middle of the winter, if you look due south in the evening, there's this huge constellation that looks like a person.
Right.
You can especially see three stars in a row for the belt, and then you see two sticks going up and two sticks going down.
I remember as a kid learning about Orion's belt.
Right.
That's maybe the first thing you could see, and then someone would outline everything else that you just said.
And so in some ways, you can start from there and go to some of the other constellations nearby because it's so obvious in the sky.
Got it. And so it's a winter constellation, and it's here through April?
Well, it's going to disappear. It rises a little bit later each day. And what happens in April is that in the early evening, it's already towards the western horizon. And the days are getting longer, too, so that doesn't help.
Right. And the days are getting warmer and clearing skies as we speak right now.
Right.
Tonight, if somebody in Juneau wanted to see Orion, how could they do that? Where should they look?
Yes. So tonight, maybe tomorrow night, I think it looked like partly clouded, but it's pretty nice right now outside. So tonight, if you go out around 9 o'clock, look in the southwest. And again, look for those three stars, two sticks going up and two sticks going down, and that would be Orion. If you look up a little bit more to the right, you see Taurus the Bull, and a lot of people can recognize that. It has a nice V shape to it. And then just above that is the Pleiades, which is a lot of people in Juneau can find the Pleiades, too.
Got it. Let's come back to that in just a second and outline quickly. There's two shows, one tonight and one tomorrow night. Can you give us the details of each, please?
Yeah, and I just want to make sure everybody has the dates correct. Tonight is the kids' show. There were a couple of things that got the dates mixed up for the main show and the kids' show. But tonight is the kids' show. It starts a little bit earlier. It's at 6:30. It'll run to about 7:30, maybe a little bit earlier. And then tomorrow night we have the one that's for all ages. And it starts at 7 and we'll go to 8. For each one, we'll do a very brief stars tonight so people can see how the Juneau sky looks in our beautiful dome. And then after that, we'll have the two shows. Kids show is a lot different than the adult show. I say adult show, but it's really for all ages, like probably middle school on. But the kids show will try to have some more interactive things and have a little fun. The adult show, I'll be doing part of it, talking about Orion, the constellation, maybe some of the stories. Dave Hansen, who does his own astrophotography, will be talking after that more about what objects are actually in the region of Orion, which are blue giant stars, red giant stars, regular stars, nebula, places where stars and planets are being born. And he'll be showing some of his own photographs for that. So it's kind of a combination for the main show of stargazing plus actual astronomical objects.
Yeah, I see this term in your description, stellar nurseries.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a long time ago, people saw kind of fuzzy things in the object in the sky with telescopes before the telescopes were really great like they are now. And they were many things. Sometimes they were clusters of stars. Sometimes they were gaseous objects. And there's a certain kind of gaseous object, which we call a nebula. If it's cold enough, you can actually have gravity pull the gas together, and you form not only stars but planetary systems. And so now we've got pictures of disks that form around stars. We have ways to detect planets around other stars. So they really are stellar nurseries. In some ways, Orion is neat because it takes you all the way from the birth of some stars in those nurseries all the way to the final stages of a star's life. Betelgeuse is a huge red giant. It's one of the stars in Orion, and in a few billion years, it'll probably go supernova, and that's like at the end of its life.
Wow. What drew you to astronomy, Rosemary?
So when I was in high school, I didn't really study science, but I studied math, and I would read a lot about the universe. Then when I went to college, I got into math and physics, and the main interest in physics there was still trying to figure out what the universe is, and that's just kind of stuck with me. I ended up working as a physicist for over half my working life, I guess, and then when I moved to Juneau, I got the opportunity to teach some astronomy.
All right. Have you enjoyed it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Again, there's a presentation tonight for kids. If somebody's never been to the Marie Drake Planetarium, how would you describe how to get there?
So in between the Marie Drake building, which I guess is at Harborview Elementary on one side and JDHS on the other, it's a huge soccer field. Maybe not huge, but it's a soccer field. And then to the left of the soccer field is a corridor that goes down to a door that'll go straight to the planetarium. A lot of people in Juneau, when I run into them, they still don't know that we have a planetarium. So one of my missions is to make sure that everybody knows we have a planetarium, and we're trying to make this transition from this beautiful star ball that we have that's 50 years old to a modern digital projector. So that's one of our activities now, is trying to figure out which one we want and then trying to find the funds as to how to get there.
Got it. And is there a cost for going to tonight's show?
No, we try to keep things free.
Got it. But we could make donations to help support the new projector, right?
We will ask for donations. There'll be a jar, and we appreciate everything we get.
Okay, so that's tonight at 6, starting at 6:30. That's the kids' show, right?
Right.
And then tomorrow, what time does it start?
Tomorrow's at 7. And if somebody accidentally shows up at 6:30 because they got the times wrong, we'll be very nice to them. Maybe do a few things with the kids, but then they can stay through the first part, which will be the stars tonight. And then if the kids are really small, they may want to go home after that.
Got it. And then afterwards, probably tonight and tomorrow night, we can see Orion the Hunter, you said, in the southwest sky?
Look in the southwest about 9 o'clock.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Rosemary Walling, she's on the board of the Marie Drake Planetarium. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I think that's it. Tonight will be myself, Dave Hansen, and also Clark Branch will be helping out with the equipment tonight.
All right, Rosemary, thank you.
Okay, thank you.